Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
The majority of Gaza has already been destroyed through acts of collective punishment by this maniac, Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm 100% with Senator Schumer.
It's Biden versus Trump.
Yes,
we know that.
It is.
What do you say to voters who are upset that those are the two choices?
Get over yourself. Those are the two choices.
Yeah, love that. Right?
What do you say to those folks about the economy and what's going on?
Well, I say we have the best economy in the world. We got to make it better.
Now, just 216 days left till Election Day.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
From coast to coast. From border to border. From sea to shining sea. Sean Hannity is on.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Our toll-free number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Now, the issue of squatting gets to be a bigger and bigger and bigger issue every single day. Believe it or not, there are tens of thousands of homeowners, if they're on vacation or maybe they rent to somebody, where people will not pay and just stay in their home for long periods of time. Now it's gone so far crazy left and woke that homeowners, they're now the ones getting arrested, not the people that are actually living in their home rent free, pretty much stealing their home, acting as though it is yours. Yeah, two alleged squatters suing the owners of a duplex. Why? Because they were accused of making themselves at home in a pricey Queens residence and refusing to move out. The home is worth $930,000. I mean, it is the New York City has permissive laws when it comes to these situations. And you have the property owner now facing $4,000 minimum in legal fees. Trust me, that's going to go up way, way higher before this is all said and done. And if you note and you look, for example, in a state like New York, squatters have legal protection if they occupy any property for 30 days. And anyway, social media users shared their thoughts. And this is sane because it's now a nightmare for anybody that has to deal with this. You had, for example, two alleged squatters served up a $25 Shake Shack receipt among several pieces of evidence that they claim shows that they have the legal right to live in this $930,000 New York home. I mean, that's what they produced before the court. They filed pieces of evidence in a court in Queens, New York, including an application approval letter, a rental lease, and mail that was addressed to them at the home. Oh, great. You just tell anybody to mail you something and you're good to go. I mean, it's now we have the Shake Shack defense, the Shake Shack receipt defense. But there are ways that you can fight back. Let me first play for you, if I can, a report. And this report talks about, it's from ABC 7 in New York, about suspected Venezuelan illegals squatting in a Bronx home. They have guns, ammunition, drugs, cocaine, and a child. Listen.
That we just obtained when police sprung into action, hopping out of their squad cars after they got a call about a man with a gun. When they arrived, they chased 24-year-old Hector De Soso Villata, believed to be from Venezuela, into the basement of this Hull Avenue home. Another man, 22-year-old Javier El Borno, tried to get away with another gun before he was also arrested. Playing on your screen now are four of the eight suspects that were under arrest being walked out one by one from police. When a search warrant was in place, investigators recovered two more loaded guns, three loaded extended magazines, a box of ammunition, and a bag of ketamine mixed with cocaine.
Now, Flash Shelton, who's going to join us in a minute, is with the Squatter Hunters. We'll tell you about this organization in a minute, but this is Flash talking about, you know, how he got started as a squatter hunter. Listen.
In 2019, after my father passed away, and while we were attempting to sell the home, I was notified that there was a break-in. I did what everyone would do. I called the sheriff. I told them that someone had broken into my parents' vacant home. The responding deputy called me and verified a broken back door. Then he said the words that every homeowner fears to hear. You said it was a vacant home. It appears you have squatters, and there's nothing we can do. I know what it feels like to feel the helpless, hopeless feeling when dealing with squatters and the law saying it's a civil matter, fearing that long drawn out and costly process. I decided to lift my head up, stand up and fight. I broke the law down to its knees and figured out that if they could take a house, I could take a house. I got my squatters out in less than a day, using the same system and their rights against them. I started Squatter Hunters to start helping others to shift the balance. We are making an impact nationwide, and I'm consulting in a few other countries. This is a worldwide problem. My fight to change squatter laws started 1 year ago, and I will not stop fighting until squatter laws are changed from coast to coast and homeowners are free from their squatters. Thank you.
Anyway, joining us now is Flash Shelton of Squatter Hunters. He's here with advice and expertise on how to rid your home of squatters who invade and take over properties that don't belong to them. Sadly, the law is not often on the side of the homeowner, which is insane to me. And we talked about a woman in Queens trying to protect her home, but she was handcuffed. And now you have illegal immigrants with a 7-year-old in the basement apartment. And they're not paying any rent, and they can't get rid of them. Anyway, Flash Shelton, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. Tell us, first of all, how'd you get into this issue, and how bad is it? I'm reading tens of thousands of examples exist in this country today.
Yeah, you know, just like everybody else, I was shocked and blindsided by squatters taking over my parents' home after my father had passed away. I did like everyone, and I called the sheriff and found out that there was nothing they could do.
Well, I mean, it really is pretty amazing, isn't it? I mean, you think about it. Whatever happened to owners' rights, property owners' rights? I mean, I could tell you, I'll use myself as an example. When I was finally able to buy my first home, and I bought it in Roswell, Georgia, when I was on the radio in Georgia, and I think I paid $114,000 or $15,000 for the home. I was the happiest person alive. For me, the American dream literally came to life. I never thought I'd be successful, never really even dreamed about when I might be able to own my own home. And I was happy as can be when I was able to get that home. And it means the world to you. The idea that somebody can come in and steal it from underneath you is unfathomable to me.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. It's you would assume that you have those rights, and it's just completely. And I think the reason why this is such a big deal right now is because it just doesn't make any common sense whatsoever.
How do you help people that find themselves in this situation?
Well, my number one thing is I'm trying to help with squatter law change. But how I help people is basically a system I figured out to get the squatters out of my mom's house. I got seven people out of my mom's house in less than a day. And
how specifically did you do it, and what state did you do it in?
So the first one was in California, and I got a lease from my mom in case they had a fake lease. And I basically decided that if they could, or figured out that if they could take a house, I could take a house. And I out-squatted them. Once I can take possession, if I take possession before they actually have established their squatter rights in civil court, then possession is basically what matters. If I out-squat them, it's my house, then I force them to fight in court to prove that they were a legal tenant to get back into the house instead of fighting to get them out of the house.
I know somebody that spent 4.5 years in court in New York to finally get a judge to kick these people out of their home. The amount of money that was spent on legal fees was in the hundreds of thousands of dollars by the time all was said and done. And it took that long to get rid of somebody. So you're saying to people, you better catch it early. If you catch it early, what, you've got to out-squat the squatters? I mean, that's your advice to them? That's the only advice you got?
Well, what I'm telling them is that they, as the homeowner, have no rights, unfortunately. What I'm telling them is to call law enforcement, and as soon as they tell them that they can't do anything, don't call an attorney first. Contact me at squatterhunters.com, and I will assess your situation before you give them rights in the civil process.
All right, we appreciate you being with us. Flash Shelton, Squatter Hunters. I mean, I can't believe another topic we're discussing, but here we are. Welcome to the year 2024. Only 216 days till Election Day. I'd like a president that would take action against squatters and stand up for homeowners' rights. By the way, they did it down here in Florida. Governor DeSantis, just in the last 2 weeks, signed a bill against squatting in the state of Florida. Thank you, Governor DeSantis. I appreciate the common sense. It's pretty unbelievable to me. It really is. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. We'll take a quick break. We'll get back to your calls when we come back. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now let's get to our busy phones. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Barb is in the free state of Florida. Barb, hi, how are you, my fellow Floridian? What's going on?
Oh, thank you so much for that nice introduction, Sean. This is wonderful. I am so thrilled to be with you, to be talking to you, because my journey on in Great Neck, Long Island, New York, and you've talked to a lot of people from the people who would have been affected by the Massapequa incident, which was horrible. Then my family moved to Connecticut, and we were in condominiums. And those are the best things to live in if you don't want squatters to move into your empty house. And we did have an empty house because we were building our home, our retirement home in Florida, and our condominium was vacant. It had furniture in it, but it was vacant for quite a period of time. And thank goodness we moved down in 2018, and we're now 100% of the time in Florida with you.
Well, I got to tell you, you know what? You know what the difference is? I can tell you it's very distinct. There is law and order down here. There is a sense of safety that I definitely did not feel, for example, in New York City. You know, on the one hand, Linda and I can banter back and forth about how I don't want her on the subway, and I understand her position, appreciate the fact that she's tough and is going to tough it out. On the other hand, I worry about her security and her safety, and I take it seriously, just like anybody else that works for me. But that's not a problem down here. Now, it doesn't mean there aren't pockets of problems in any state. There are. But police are empowered here to do their job. They don't have these idiotic no bail laws. They're not talking about defunding, dismantling, and reimagining our police departments down here. So there's a big difference, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I come from a part of Florida where the sheriff says that if he catches anybody doing anything wrong, he's going to take them to the Green Roof Inn. And believe it or not, in Bunnell, there is a there is a green roof, and it is on top of the jail, and that's where they go if they do something wrong. But we were very, very fortunate because we left our snowbird agenda in 2018. So we didn't get anyone in our condo in Connecticut, which was wonderful. And we had very close neighbors, so they wouldn't have allowed that to happen anyway. But I just wanted to talk to you because I feel that I am what I call one of the 2024 VVs, or valued voters, because I am a suburban woman. And I want to censure Joe Biden, a supposed Catholic, for what he did to Easter. It was outrageous.
You know what was even more outrageous? He denied he did it, and they actually had posted the proclamation online. I'm like, now, did he forget that he did it? Did he not know that he did it? Or was he trying to BS his way out of what he did?
Oh, I think it was all of the above. I think his handlers have him, they are holding on to him so close, and they keep whispering in his ear, and maybe he's got some kind of an ear device, and he says these things. But he is such a weak, inefficient, horrific president. And Trump, I got to tell you, the prices when we moved down here for gas were like rock bottom. It was wonderful. But even down here, prices have gone up. I mean, you know.
Well, whatever it is here, and I fill up my own tank like you do, it's double in California. And what is the governor doing? But he's suing the, quote, big oil companies. I'm like, great. Who do you think is going to pay for those lawsuits? Consumers. All of us will pay the price for their very expensive law firms that they now need to hire to defend themselves to stay in business.
Well, and the first thing that should go on by whomever becomes president in 2024, and I hope to goodness it is Donald Trump, should start that pipeline again. That was so wrong to stop that. If we had all that gas, as my husband is fond of saying, and he's former military, served in Vietnam, we could pay down the national debt. We could lower the price of gas. We could sell fuel to all of our allies in Europe. We could become a superpower again. We could.
Well, I absolutely believe we could. I absolutely believe it. And I hope we will. I really do. Look, there's so much on the line. If you don't like what's happening at the border with the economy, and if you don't like the squatter rights and you want law and order and safety and security, if you don't like America and the way the world looks, having abandoned and have abdicated our role on the world stage as the leader of the free world, well, in 216 days, you can do something about it. And I can't do it alone. I am one voice. I am one person. I am one vote. But I am telling you, it's an all-hands-on-deck moment. It is an inflection point in the country, and it is a tipping point election. Everything is on the line, and I can't get any more serious than that. Anyway, I do appreciate the good call. All right, quick break. Right back. We'll continue. We do have, the world's getting crazier and crazier. I never thought we'd have to debate the issue of squatting, people that own homes now, tens of thousands of them, having them stolen. And there are more rights for the squatters and the thieves than there are for the homeowners that sacrificed pretty much everything to get into that home that they dreamed of. And it's just, these things get more out of control by the day. I mean, I have a pack of stuff every day that I don't even have time to get to. You have a leading feminist group now slammed for defending inclusion of trans athletes in female sports and calling any critic, quote, white supremacist. Did you think we'd be discussing this? I didn't think I'd be discussing these issues when I started in radio and TV. I just didn't. You know, how sad was it? LSU, and I'm glad they got their asses kicked by Iowa, the NCAA women's basketball tournament. And man, they didn't even come out for the national anthem. Like, here we go again. Is it any surprise? 5% drop in applications to Harvard. Would you really want your kids to go to woke Harvard at this point? I wouldn't. I have no interest in it. You have children's TV channel, the Cartoon Network, celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility. A cartoon channel? We can't even let kids watch cartoons without monitoring the content? Apparently not. In San Francisco, you have a drag group mocking Christians with a, quote, hunky Jesus and Foxy Mary contest on Easter Sunday. A Minnesota school district seeking to hire $100,000 to $200,000 anti-racist official who can examine whiteness. The job listing calls for an employee who cultivates a culture of accountability for a systemic racial equality transformation. This is now America. You know, we have the mob, the media, they're all in for all things Biden. Whoopi Goldberg, our old friend, claiming that voters have memory issues and slamming into the stupid question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? What's so stupid about that question? Are you? Well, maybe Whoopi's better off. Maybe her contract went up and maybe she's making more money. I don't know. I'm sure she's paid very well working for The View. We have a Florida Supreme Court now has allowed the 6-week abortion ban to stay in effect, but the voters will have a final say in a referendum that will be on the ballot in November. Also one on legalization, I believe, of marijuana will be there as well. Things have gotten so bad in other countries. You know, I'm looking at J.K. Rowling, of the Harry Potter series, and her next book could be Harry Potter and the Prisoner, because J.K. Rowling is daring police in her native Scotland to arrest her for misgendering transgender people after a new woke hate crime law took effect on Monday. And she said freedom of speech and belief are at the end in Scotland if the accurate description of biological sex is deemed criminal. She wrote this on X. I'm currently out of the country, but if what I've written here qualifies as an offense under the terms of the new act, I look forward to being arrested when I return to the birthplace of the Scottish Enlightenment. I mean, this is the crazy world you now live in. This is the crazy world we all live in, and it is getting more insane hour by hour. All right, let's get back to our busy phones. Let us say hi to Mike in Virginia. Mike, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
I'm doing fine. It's a pleasure to talk with you, Sean.
I appreciate it. Glad you're out there. Thanks for checking in. 216 days to go. What's on your mind today?
All right. Well, I originally thought about calling and saying, I'm worried about your reporting seems to be not quite what it used to be. I mean, I'd give you an A overall, period. And this is not to say that I'm 100% behind you, period. I think everybody feels the same. They love you. We support you. Maybe this is time to get a second wind. I know it's got to be frustrating.
Well, what is the but here? What don't you like? I mean, I'm willing to take constructive criticism from anybody, but just tell me what it is.
All right. Well, I have to say this, that the more I look at what's going on and I look at the mission statement that Fox has, we provide a platform for diverse perspective voices and views, always supporting relentless reporting, bold thoughts and opinions.
Why are you worried about what an organization has put out versus what I'm out there saying and doing every day? I mean, did you ever hear me say that?
That maybe concerned about it.
Well, no, I'm asking you a question. Have you ever heard me say any of that? Because I've never seen any of this, to be very honest. And I know every corporation, you know, feels compelled because otherwise they're likely going to get sued to put all this information out there. How many times have you heard me say, I'd eliminate most HR departments. You could have a one page HR statement. And, you know, and the first part of it would be optional. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself, adding, treat others the way you want to be treated. If you do that and you treat people nicely, I think that covers all the issues in the rest of the 4,000 or 400,000 pages that end up in HR books. So I've said that too.
I think you're doing a great job. Don't take it the wrong way. It's really just saying, you know, we'd like to see some of the energy come back that you're known for. Maybe, you know, there's been a lot of things come your way that have been unfair. You know, stories that you have broken, maybe some have backfired. But I won't let you know that.
Well, let me ask you a question. Have I backed off the Biden family syndicate? Have I backed off on the Justice Department and how they've weaponized the Justice Department? Have I backed off on the FBI being politicized and weaponized? Have I backed off on anything that you can mention, anything specific?
Well,
No. I want you to answer that. Have I backed off on any of it? Because the answer is no.
I think about 5 or 10% of the real news out there gets reported by Fox, and you can only report what your people in the field are giving you and so forth. But there's a lot of other news out there.
Let me just give you something straight here, because you're beginning to annoy me, because I have had and continue to have, and I've been very blessed to work in an environment with both my radio and TV partners that I get to choose the topics. I get to run my own show, and they depend on me to be a responsible host and to fact check. And believe me, you could ask Linda, we spend hours fact checking a lot of things because we have a desire to be accurate, unlike, I guess, many others in the media mob. But if there's some glaring omission in your mind, please just tell me what it is, and maybe I can fix it.
Yeah, I think the thing to do is to send you an email, some thoughts I have, not to take up all your time on the air, but because I don't want you to take it the wrong way. Definitely a supporter and all that. I just think that...
No, I appreciate the support, but I'm trying to get you to be specific, and you don't seem capable of doing that. And that's the part that is annoying.
Well, I can't do it on the air right now in this format, but I can certainly put it in an email to you that is more, you know, again... I can address it better in an email because I don't want to read from something I've written, but I can put an email to you and then see what you think.
All right. Feel free. Send it. Linda will tell you how to send us an email. But I have been very blessed in as much as I work. I have partners in radio and TV. I don't own the Fox News channel. I don't want to own I wouldn't mind owning the Fox News channel. It's a pretty profitable organization. I have bosses like everybody else, but I will tell you that from day one in October 96 to today, that I have never been told what to say or not to say. And I have free rein to have full editorial control of both my radio and TV show. I have great radio partners that let me do the show the way that I want to do the show. And again, they trust my judgment and they trust my ability to put on a good show, and we now have built up a pretty good track record over the years. Being a top show in radio and TV, I've been able to maintain that for longer than anybody else in both mediums. And I'm very grateful to all of you for that, because all of you can fire me every day. In terms of the energy, I can tell you with full confidence, I work harder now than I've ever worked in my life. Every year I work harder just to stay on top of things. The amount of hours that goes into work behind the scenes on this show and on TV, I can't even count them. From the minute I open my eyes after my 4 or 5 hours sleep, I'm go, 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 go. I don't stop. And anybody in my life that knows me can affirm that. Linda, is that a fair statement?
Yes.
That's all you have to say? Yes.
Well, I felt like you were on a roll, and I didn't want to interrupt. I didn't want to annoy you like the caller.
Well, let me ask you, what time do you get text messages from me throughout any given day?
It's all the time. All the time.
It never stops.
That's correct.
And you're on a text chain with TV and with radio, and so is Sweet Baby James. And the text can come in at 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 a.m., 7 a.m. in the morning. It can come across any time of day and night, correct?
That is correct.
I'm a maniac. I can't help it.
That you're a maniac. I think it's that the world is really horrible under Joe Biden. And to use your expression, it's like drinking from a fire hose. And I think that gentleman's comment, if I may pontificate, and I'm not him and I don't know him and I had nothing to do with him, but if I had to speculate what he meant, because, you know, I was screening last week and I was talking to a lot of callers and they're like, oh, you didn't cover this, or, you know, he didn't sound like he cared about this, or we didn't talk about this. And one of the things I said to people was like, yeah, we covered that every day for like a week. And they were like, what? I'm like, see, the problem is there's so much and none of it's good and none of it is happy and none of it is makes you like leave the show going, oh, I have hope. So, you know, it's hard to say like, no, we did cover that, or we did talk to that person, or we did make a comment about that, or we interviewed that. And, you know, it's difficult. And I think people they hear you and they're like, oh, you don't sound energized about the border. You don't sound energized about Officer Diller. You don't sound energized. And it's like, I am energized, but I'm drowning in the deluge of negative news every day.
How could anybody hear me yesterday and not know how viscerally angry I am about Officer Diller?
Right, guy on Thursday who didn't hear you on Monday is going to say, man, he seems really apathetic. You know what I'm saying? Like, that our audience has to understand.
And if I will say this, and this is a frustrating part of this job, is that I bring in all of this material. You have seen my desk for years. And I'm looking at it now. I cannot reach across because I have them in stacks. I can't reach to the end of the stack without going like that because that's how much information. I can only get maybe 10% of what I'd love to get in on any given show and do as deep a dive analysis as I want. And I try. I mean, we work really hard to get the news information we know you're not going to get from the media mob. That's an added pressure we have, because I know that a lot of what you're going to hear here on this program and what you're going to see on Hannity at 9 Eastern, you're not going to get from the mainstream media mob. They're all in for Biden, 100%. They're going to be the biggest donors to the Biden reelection campaign. They supported him hiding out in his basement throughout the entire 2020 election. They failed to report on even the most simple and basic and fundamental issues involving the president, like his cognitive decline. We've been on the front lines of pounding the crap out of that for how long? Look, if I'm failing in that regard, I can only tell you it's not through lack of effort. It's not like I'm sleeping my life away, because I don't. The only real time I take for myself on any given day is the time that I have allocated to work out so I can live a little bit longer and do the best job that I can do. And I'm thankful to do it. I love it. It's my passion. But we're definitely open for criticism. You ask any host. I have no idea what other hosts do because I don't have time to listen to them. I don't have time
to
watch them.
Well, we know what Joe Scarborough does. He makes songs about monkey houses.
Oh, you cannot control yourself.
So, audience, consider yourselves lucky. All right.
800-941-SHAWN, our number as we continue. All right, that's going to wrap things up today. Border front and center today. We'll check in with Stephen Miller and Tommy Lahren. Also, Senator Tim Scott, Representative John James will join us. Reince Priebus, Mike Huckabee, and Linda, guess who else? The one and only Mike Tyson is going to join us and preview his big fight coming up. That's all happening tonight. Set your DVR, 9 Eastern, Hannity on Fox News. We'll see you then back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.